Thank you for calling XPO. This is Terrion speaking. How may I assist you?
My name is Joe. I have a customer number.
Said you have a customer number?
Yeah, 684-66267.
All right. Can you tell me exactly where you're calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Manchester, New Hampshire. So the customer does not have any electrical, no outlet, no Romex coming out of the wall, no way to put in an outlet or anything. There's no power anywhere. There's no cable anywhere. And he expected me to run a cable from the outlet that's in the wall above it and put an outlet in below it for the dishwasher. But that's way beyond the scope of what I feel comfortable doing. That's an electrician's job.
Okay. So you're a technician, you were there to install the dishwasher, is that correct?
Yeah. And it was already delivered. It was delivered. I don't know how it got to the house, but I didn't deliver it. So I started working on installing it. There's no countertop. So I put the drain hose and the supply hose on, and I rearranged the water line that he had put in there because it wouldn't work the way he had it. And he asked me to leave if I wasn't going to do the electrical. I said, fine. So I'm calling for a trip charge. I recommended that he get an electrician, but that's what it needs. He was told by the salesperson that we could do that, but we never do that.
Right.
I mean, if someone has Romex coming out of the wall, we can put an outlet in using that Romex. But if there's nothing there, we can't do that.
Oh, okay. Can you, and just make sure this is Rebecca Ailing?
So now the customer is going to call the store and get a full refund on the installation. Because the main thing they wanted us to do with the installation is put in some kind of power supply for it. But there's no way to do it.
Okay, can you give me the customer's name and address, please?
Sure. Rebecca Ailing, 133 Electric Street, Manchester, New Hampshire.
Thank you for that information. All right. So you're saying that there's nothing in place for you to be able to even put in an outlet to be able to finish the install for the dishwasher. Is that correct?
Yes. I told them that as soon as I got there. And I said, do you still want me to install it? And the wife said, okay. Then the husband came up and said, no, you know, I can install it. I just needed someone to do the electrical work. I don't do that electrical work. Not like that. That's I'm not comfortable doing that. I can wire an outlet if the wire is there, but in this case, there's nothing there.
All right. Definitely understand that. Let's see. And what was your first name again?
Joe. And I didn't get your first name.
Deterion.
Oh, wow. I'm going to destroy that name. I'm sorry. Say it again. Deterion?
Yeah, that's it.
Did you say Deterion? Oh, thank you.
Right. That's a Deterion.
Deterion. Yeah. That sounds French.
I've been told that before.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Hey, thanks
I'm
for helping me, DePerion.
Oh, you're more than welcome. We're going to reach out to the customers to confirm, and then they're going to reach out to the DOD.
Yeah.
All right.
The customer thought I was getting mad at him, but I was more mad. I told him I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at the salesman for telling him that I could do that.
Right.
When
definitely understand. All right. I'm going to go ahead and confirm that with the customer. I'll be arriving with you.
Okay.
All right.